No comment. Nixon said he could not comment on the motive for the slayings. Earlier, police speculated that a drug dispute ignited the violence. County records show that Newbill is the owner of the Wheeler Avenue house, which police said had been the scene of drug sales for 2 to 3 months before the shootings. The house was formerly owned by Jeffrey A. Bryant, 37, once described by police as a drug kingpin who controlled a sales network in the Northeast Valley. In February 1986, Jeffrey Bryant pleaded guilty to operating a drug house at the Wheeler Avenue location and was sentenced to 4 years in state prison. He's believed to be the brother of Stanley Bryant, one of the suspects arrested Thursday. Possible link. The Wheeler Avenue case may be linked to shootings July 31st, in which Douglas Hennigan, 21, of Panorama City, was killed, and Sunday, in which Tracy Anderson, 24, of Sylmar, was slain, police said. The victims of those shootings were close friends, police said. Hennigan was gunned down while he sat with friends on a curb at Hanson Dam Park. Anderson was shot to death on a Pacoima Street after an argument involving several men. On Monday, Leroy Wheeler, 19, of Sylmar, surrendered to police and was arrested on suspicion of murder in the Anderson case. Police declined to discuss the motives for the Hennigan and Anderson killings or how they may relate to the other four. However, Nixon said Wheeler is also suspected of involvement in the quadruple slaying. Drug ring kingpin calls the shots from prison, police say. October 16, 1988. Los Angeles police think that a prison inmate in San Diego is directing a San Fernando Valley drug organization, whose top members were charged this month in the slayings of four people at a Lakeview Terrace rock house. Investigators said they think that the inmate, Jeffrey A. Bryant, 37, of Pacoima, is the leader of a drug ring with as many as 200 members that has controlled the sale of rock cocaine in the Northeast Valley for nearly a decade. Bryant is serving a 4-year sentence at the Richard S. Donovan Correctional Facility for a 1986 conviction for operating a drug house. We believe he calls the shots from prison, said Lieutenant Bernard D. Conine, Chief of Foothill Division Detectives. Linked to statewide gang. Authorities said Bryant and other top-level members of his organization have been linked to the Black Gorilla Family, a gang formed in California prisons in the early 1970s. The BGF, as it is more commonly known, at first focused on revolutionary politics, but now is accused of operating a statewide drug network, authorities said. Bryant faces no charges in the August 28th quadruple slaying at the house he previously owned in the 11,400 block of Wheeler Avenue. But investigators said the arrests of several lieutenants in the killings have depleted his organization's top echelon. Although police think they eventually will be able to break up the Valley organization, they noted that lower-level members are in line to take over for those arrested in the Wheeler Avenue killings. We know there are people in the organization who want to step up, Conine said. The bottom line is you can still buy rock cocaine in Pacoima.